And you're in the process. How many miles can you run now?
About six.
BS. I almost swore myself. You can run six miles.
Six very slow jogging miles, yes.
So basically walking while
like
shuffling.
Like 11-minute miles, slow. Yeah, no, it's not like walking.
They're like
11-day
miles is what they are.
Walking while shuffling your feet very slowly.
Like the way I walk in my slippers.
Yes. Well, is that what you call it, walking?
Yes, that's how I picture it.
Oh, no, it's a slow jog. I'm not going to try to tell you I can run 13 or 26 miles in a hurry.
So what's a
if the Kenyans are really nervous with me around.
What's a great time for a marathon? Like 2 hours, 2.5 hours? But,
well, the Kenyans run them in like 2:05,
okay,
2:06.
So can you run your half mile in the same time that they would finish the real mile?
That's right about where I am. Yeah.
You could run a half
no,
marathon?
I generally run halves in 2:15-ish. So the real elite runners finish an entire marathon quicker than I finish a half.
I want you to know something. I've never run a marathon, a half marathon. I never even went to the marathon gas station. But I want you to know something.
Well done.
I could beat you in a marathon tomorrow. If we lined up tomorrow,
I
would be able to. Yes,
why are
I
you
can.
Doing this?
Because he's going to drive.
I do need a teammate for the second half of that race.
I'm not going to do that.
Oh, I'm not going to do it. No, I'm just going to talk a good game and then bail out.
That's my job, is to talk.
Just
it's
like
not that
how,
run.
Arnie, don't think that you're off the hook yet for how you bailed on playing for the Globetrotters.
Oh, I brought that up nationally about.
How could you do that?
And I hope people crushed you for it.
I still think you kind of got that wrong. I think it was for the Generals, not for the Trotters.
I bet it was for the Generals, but who cares?
It wasn't. I have the email from the Globetrotters. I didn't bring this up. I didn't make this up.
Because when I played, it was definitely the Generals. And you'll never believe this, but we lost.
I don't believe it. Andrew says, can we take bets on this? Me against Rich?
I don't even think you'd... I think you'd pass out after 3 miles. I think you'd give up after 2 miles.
Who would win if we did a decathlon? Like the Olympics.
Like the John Belushi commercial in Saturday Night Live? Javelin toss and the high jump?
I'd beat him on the javelin toss, no problem. The high jump. Pretty much everything.
The high jump. You can't even jump over a ruler if I put it down on the ground.
You can't even get up the stairs. In this building.
Tommy says, my money is on Rich all day.
That's not even, the odds would be like Rich minus 480.
Is there archery in the decathlon? Does that count?
There can be if you want there to be.
Great fundraiser, Arnie versus Rich. Brady, make it happen.
Well, see,
no, that might make me, what's the longest run in the decathlon? Or you have to do a marathon, don't you?
No, that's not part of the decathlon. Marathon is
a 1600 meter.
I told you, my old producer, Slow Jeff. Remember in Dallas, I had him on the air one time, and we were just talking about Bruce Jenner. I go, do you know who, what's the name that she goes on there? I'm sorry, Brady.
I don't know.
Caitlyn Jenner?
Yeah, Caitlyn. I said, do you know who that is? And he goes, an attorney? I said, no, do you know that Bruce Jenner used to be the world's best athlete?
That's the decathlon champion.
Yeah, and he started to laugh like I was making a joke. Oh. I said, no, I'm not kidding around. He was the world's best athlete. He started to Google because he said, it's not even funny that you're making this up.
That is just.
Didn't believe me.
Okay.
It's just too LA.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you here how this would go. The first day one. The decathlon 100 meters.
Oh, I got him in that.
No, nope, Rich would win that.
Oh my gosh, stop. Arnie.
100 meters?
The long jump, move. Rich would win that too.
I'm now 2-0.
I'm pliable thanks to TP12.
The shot put, Arnie would win.
Oh, I'd definitely win that.
Yes.
Arnie would win that, so it'd be 2-1. The high jump, definitely Rich.
I thought you had, what was the long jump? Was the second one you brought up?
Or? Yes.
Oh, wow.
And then a 400 meter, so one time around the track. Oh, no shot, that's definitely Rich.
Yeah. See, everything you're giving to Rich.
It's 4-1 Rich right now. Day two, the 110
Is there swimming?
They're all track events.
Damn, I need some swimming in there.
There's a steeplechase. You could fall in the water.
Need some high dive in there.
110-meter hurdles. Rich would win that.
The hurdles are too tall.
I would pull so many things on my body.
Can we go around the hurdles? Yeah. That's a little too tall there.
The discus throw. I'd give that to Arnie because with Rich, with your arthritis, you wouldn't comfortably be able to hold the discus.
Kind of throw a frisbee.
Absolutely.
I'd throw like a frisbee. Then
yours would go about 8 feet. Mine would go about six.
Then the pole vault. I'll give that to Arnie.
I don't think either one of us could... Paul Volter us over. I don't think I could do that.
I'll give it to Arnie. So 6-3. Yeah.
I would want to see. I can't think of too many things in my life I want to see more than Arnie pole vault.
I don't think that's possible.
Then the javelin toss. I'll give that to Arnie too.
Yeah, so I six. Do that.
Oh, you're making a comeback.
Yeah. And then the 1500 meter run, which is definitely Rich, which is like 1 mile. So Rich would win that. So we'd have 7-3 Rich.
Woohoo!
Andrew 6-4. I mean,
Andrew and Richmond's all in. He's like, please, oh my God, this must happen.
It would be just like the Wheaties ad. You don't remember that from Saturday Night Live.
It would be a great fundraiser.
I think it was Wheaties. No, it wasn't Wheaties.
It would be a great fundraiser. However, I don't know where we'd give the money because I just think all the money we'd take in would have to go to cover the cost of your funerals.
Oh, wow. By the way, Dave and Richard said you would snap the pole. Those poles don't snap, do they? They bend like crazy.
Well, they're super bendy, but...
Do they break?
I don't know. A certain weight might.
Wouldn't that be funny if we're the only ones ever to break a pole vault? We'd be like YouTube stars.
Oh, yeah. The Belushi thing was little chocolate donuts. That's right.
Arnie can't even do his rowing that he owes you, so why would he be able to win any decathlon events?
Wow.
Excellent point, Jason.
Wow. I think we could add our own decathlon stuff, like the butterfly swimming, the freestyle swimming, the breaststroke swimming, because I beat you in all the swimming
events. Oh, you would crush me at swimming. I can barely dog paddle.
Because I've got the body for that. And
you sure do. It floats.
You'd have to wear a flesh-toned bodysuit or something. Yeah, I couldn't see you in bathing suits.
The only thing that would slow
me
down is the body hair. I have to shave my body for that.
Oh. You have a lot of buoyancy, that's for sure.
What do they call that bodysuit that's illegal that the swimmers started using?
Like we would know?
I want to wear one of those.
And Denise says that she'll be your partner in the Vermont City Marathon. Okay.
One thing that happened, because I did this with my old co-host, Chris.
Yeah.
Chris was a very good runner. He ran the first half in about an hour and 50 minutes. So I'm starting at Oak Ledge at mile 13 for my 13-mile journey with nothing but two-hour marathon runners. And they're just, I've never felt like such an idiot in my life. It was like I was standing still. Everyone, hundreds and hundreds of people just flying by me. So I would have to have either a very slow runner to join me, or I would have to do the first half.